This speaker meeting will give our guests an opportunity to share their experience, strength, and hope with us to illustrate part of their personal journey and how it has affected their lives. The coffee bar will be open throughout the evening, so please help yourself. And I am happy to introduce our first speaker, Vincent.
Good evening, my name is Vincent. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I need to add criminal and gang member to that as well, because that is the reason why I'm here, actually. I'm tired as hell, man. I've been working all day, but I came because a good friend of mine is here tonight, my sponsor, George, somebody that supported me while I was in prison for the last 10 years, from 2016 all the way till I finally got out in 2026. You know, send me stamps, money, letters, made sure I was all right in there when he could. And I believe in loyalty, so I believe in showing up for him, because he showed up for me while I was in there, you know. And I realized that when I was in prison, you know, getting my life together over the last, I started my change in 2014, I realized that I came from a long line of alcoholics. I didn't know that at first. I didn't know that. I thought it was just my mother and my father, who were dope fiends as well, gang members as well. But it was, you know, prior to that, it was my grandmother and my grandfather on both sides of the family, even great-grandparents. So alcohol has been an issue in my family for many, many years. And and of course, you know, I started drinking at the age of 9, and on and off to about 17 years old. And before I got arrested for the crimes that I was in prison for, I ended up stopping, but it wasn't a real solid recovery. I just managed to not drink from September 12th of 1993 all the way to this day. So, but it wasn't really solid. It was many times a slip and slide. I was making Pruno in prison, around White Lightning. So I was always around it. It's everywhere in prison. But when I realized that alcohol has played a big part in my life, more than anything, even gang banging, criminality, even drugs. Of course, you know, I took on that responsibility, I thought, at the time of drinking as well. At the age of 17 years old in 1993, I was arrested for murder, 2 attempted murders. And I got washed. They washed me. They gave me 44 to life plus 2 life terms. So essentially, I had triple life in prison. And I thought it was over, you know. Went to prison. Didn't see people that had life sentences getting out at the time when I went in. So I did everything I could to stay alive. Fought, stabbed. Sometimes I lost fights, but I managed to stay as safe as I could. I didn't get smashed. So I stayed alive. Went in and out of holes, up and down the state of California, prison to prison, you name it, right? And as time went on, I started to see that this lifestyle that I thought was so great, you know, being a gang member, was really a bunch of trash. It was so much individuals, so many individuals that was coming around that was, they wasn't like me. That was my thing. I thought I was better than. Oh, this dude is, he's a rat. You know, in my mind, that's how I, oh, this dude's a child molester. He's a rapist, you know. But I was in prison just like them. I had more time than they had. But I found a way to judge these people. When I started my change, I said, you know what? I'm going to put this thing to the side. I'm going to try my best to stop gangbanging. I was 38 years old in 2014. And that's exactly what I did. You know, and of course, my mind played tricks on me. I thought that when I walked by little crowds like this, people would be talking. And hey, what'd you say? Huh? You talking about me? Because I never lived life without being in a gang. I never lived life without being a blood. That was my whole thing. That was my lifestyle. So to not have that, it was an unknown to me. I grew up in South Central LA on the South Side. And so that's all I knew. But as I kept going, I said, you know, I got to just keep going forward. I had a lot of positive people that made change, and they said, Vince, just keep going, man. Don't worry about it. It's going to work itself out. And it did. Pretty soon, whispers, I didn't hear them. Even if they were talking about me or not. Because that's how it's supposed to be. That's the way how God wanted it to be. God said, hey, look, I'm going to make it hard for you. But you're going to come through on the other side. So these stories that we hear in AA are all tragedy to triumph stories. Every last one of them. Everybody in here is trying to get rid of the tragedy that alcohol created and get to the triumph that AA brings to your life. And so I continued to press forward with the board. About four times in a row got denied. George wrote letters for me saying that he would give me a job, everything. This man really helped. Finally, I cracked the code in 2025, September 5th, 2025. They found me suitable for parole. I got out February 6th of this year after doing 32 years, 5 months. So I'm great. I'm happy, man. I'm grateful. You know, I see all the challenges. I heard about them when I was in prison, you know, with how women are and drugs and alcohol and all that kind of stuff. And I see some of those things. You know, I continue to press forward because that's them. That's that person. That's whatever the situation is. That's what it is. It's up to me to accept that into my life, to take on that and exercise those things, which I don't do, you know. But I see them. I see the challenges. Right now I'm in a transitional home. I'm just saving money. I'm about to get a car in a couple of weeks. Finally, I got one. I'm just waiting to get my license. I'm going to be off that bike that I got hit by a car in about a month ago. So finally, I'm going to be able to drive a car again that I, you know, legally this time, because that's what it's about, man. It's about doing it the right way. I did everything possible in my life prior to going to prison the wrong way. And all it did was cause me a lot of heartache and pain. I caused more heartache and pain to myself than the law ever did, that the judge did, than the jury did. They did only what they were supposed to do because I put myself in that situation. So today I put myself in situations where I can sit in front of a room in front of positive people and get the feedback that I need to make it, because most of y'all been out here all your lives. Some people may have done some time, but most of the people in the room has been out here all their life. They got a lot to teach me. So I just sit there and I listen. But once again, I want to thank everybody for showing up, hearing my story. Just one foot in front of the other, man. Just like we talk, one day at a time, one day at a time. Well, it's I live in the moment, so tomorrow don't exist. Thank you for letting me share it. Right on.
All right. Thank you, Vincent, for sharing your story. Let's give Vincent another round of applause.